to Dr. Minert. It's terrible when you have to be a doctor. Talk about all the injuries of the Brewers. Yeah, even smaller Robert Gasser. One of those is going to be called up. Smallest pitching batter is 25. Gasser's 23. That will be the determining factor in the Josh Hader deal. How good is Gasser? I think they believe he'll be a one or a two. Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Will the Packers with Goody as GM ever win a Super Bowl? 44% say yes. 56% say no. They have to believe in Jordan Love. I mean, if Jordan Love isn't really good,
it starts with Love.
There's no way he'll be along as a GM that. He'll be around as a GM long enough. As an aside, my source as far as the Bucks now wants to bet me that of the three names mentioned, Nick Nurse and, was it Atkinson, the guy who used to coach with...
Kenny Atkinson and Adrian Griffin.
Yeah. None of those three will be hired. I said, why not? I don't know. It could be somebody else, but... Again, this is not the same as Wojnarowski when something happens. He gets the information from the league or wherever it comes from, and so nobody else has stories but him, just like Jeff Pass in baseball and in football, Adam Schefter. It's kind of unfair, but just so you know. Now, this one, he's reporting that they've had interviews, and that part of it may be accurate. But if Wojo says so-and-so is the coach, it's done. And when his story basically gives the inclination that they've moved on to the next level and they have these final three. And I said, well, if that's the case, then Nick Nurse is the next coach. I did not qualify it on Twitter and probably should have, because that has to be based on Nick Nurse wanting to be the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. He may be offered the job, but that doesn't mean he would take it, given other available head coaching positions. Where are we at? Philadelphia, Phoenix, Boston, because he's going to get fired. He violated one of the rules I talk about, and that is he embarrassed the team. Bud did it as well. It's one thing to lose. It's another when you embarrass. The Bucks, the first team ever in the history of the NBA, as a one seed against an eight seed, to lose in five games. Like, we all talked about game five. They could have won the game and then still lose the series, just to lose that quickly in five. And to be fair, everyone should notice that Miami is not really an eight seed. What seed? You'll see if Pebble knows, because I think most people don't know. What seed is Miami?
They're the eight seed right now.
Now, what seed are they?
What seed are they?
Yeah.
Six, I think.
Seven.
Seven?
Right. So they changed and added this new kind of rule to get this games at the end of the year. So the seven plays eight. They were the seven. I think Atlanta was the eight. They lost to Atlanta. So that meant they now had to play another game against the winner of 9-10. That was the Bulls, I believe, right? And that's
been
so long ago. But my point is, if you wanted to say, Homer, they can say what they want, but technically, the Bucks did not be the first one seed to lose to an eight seed in five games. I can't argue with that. They actually lost to a seven seed, who had been dropped to an eight seed because of the goofy games they've created. But the question then becomes, will the NBA change that? Because they lost the number one seed. And the number one seed, the Bucks, would not have played Miami. Miami, and the soonest Miami and the Bucks could have met, I think, is, do they do the order based on the people that are available? I'm not sure. I don't want to mess that up. Usually the one plays eight and then two plays seven, so the Bucks would have played Atlanta. They clearly would have beaten Atlanta. Then they move from there. But if you want to be and you want to win a trivia or whatever and say that probably should be that the Bucks are, in fact, not the first one seed to lose to an eight seed in five games, because they didn't really lose to an eight seed. They lost to a, based on their play in the season, a seven seed. I don't know where that'll show up, but technically that is accurate. And everyone agrees that if the Bucks would have played the, I think it was Atlanta that was eight, that was normally, they wouldn't have lost in the first round.